Okay, we are live. Hi, this is William Ramsey. Welcome to William Ramsey Investigates. On today's show, I have a very special guest. His name is Jim Smith, and he operates the Smiley Face Cult, or at Smiley Face Cult on X or Twitter. And we've been associates studying this phenomenon of the SFK for an incredible amount of time, 8 or 9 years. It's hard to believe. My first documentary, which was 3.5 hours long, he was the primary researcher, and that was dropped in 2017, and it's 2024, and we have noted, we followed this Riley Strain situation, so rest in peace, Riley, from beginning to end, just like so many other of these cases that we followed, but this one was different. This had so much press, so much social media attention. It was really like nothing I've seen, but the Riley Strain case didn't happen in a vacuum. There has been a global, certainly in the U.S., there's been so many cases, and I probably don't even have all of the cases Jim might, but I have 20 names, and some of these are ongoing, like Caleb Harris in Corpus Christi, which is in a long line of disappearing people. He's still missing, but some of these other ones are remarkable, and we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about Riley Strain, but also somebody go over some of these other cases that all fit this profile. Knight disappeared, families, you know, mystified, then later to be found in a river. Nobody sees him go in the water, just like Riley Strain, right? So anyway, Jim Smith, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, William. Appreciate you having me on.
Great. Yeah, great. I mean, you're doing just like so much journalism, actual real journalism, as somebody who's not even in that line of work. It's incredible that all these other people aren't doing or seeing the big picture. I mean, I saw that you were invited on one show of this woman who wisely got you on her show. But that's also kind of an interesting thing. Like, I just published a book in September, and maybe I just haven't put out enough press stuff about it. But I didn't get one call about Riley Strain. I mean, I think people are reading. My social media was like crazy, blew up great like crazy, but nobody seemed to really even want to engage me with the stories of other cases like this, which I think is still kind of stunned by it. Like,
interesting.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah. It should have. I agree. Cause you wrote a great book, did a great service to America and people in general and young men, because you made it really easy for people to read it all in one place. It's a great book. So
yeah, I just tried to do that. That was really my, just kind of put the history together so people could see the unfolding of this phenomenon, but also unfolding of the research, right? Because there's other researchers out there. There's the girl from Boston who did the Cryptid Antiquarian, and Nicole Wise and Z. Egan, Jack Murphy, there's so many other good people out there. So it's
not as many as we need, though.
True.
As you know.
True.
We need more. Which was an interesting thing about the Riley Strain case was that I feel like for the first time that the crime community actually came together and worked together for the most part. There were some people saying some really dumb things, but a lot of people really had all their energy and focus on Riley Strain early. And that's the first time that's ever happened in any of these cases. It was great to see.
I agree. There really was a lot of activity on social media. Like, people are exchanging stuff on Twitter, sharing information, a lot of information sharing, which is always good to see as well. Like, people just putting stuff out, not holding the cards kind of tight to their chest. Maybe some other researchers who I will not name, but
right.
Right. Yeah. That was positive. So yeah. People do great work. Like, there were great videos. People doing diagrams and maps. Like, I was used to doing that back in 2017, but the other people picked up, man. So I gotta give kudos. I may not remember your name offhand, but some of those guys were good. And I retweeted a lot of those really good videos of the running away guy, the mysterious running away guy, and where Riley was last seen. And so that's a positive. And then doing the work the police should be doing, right? Which I mean, I hope they're still on this case. They still seem to be like interviewing people to see who really was with Strain at the last moment he was seen, right?
They seem to be. They definitely. I wonder what they know that we don't know. I mean, I all the camera angles, and there's only so much space left that they can't have on camera, and there has to have been something happened right there. And, you know, do they have that on camera and they're just not telling us, right? Or right. Is there a true blind spot where the people who did this knew and they were caught on cameras they didn't know that were there?
Right. And I have a bunch of slides, and I'll show somebody actually took screen grabs of each car that passed by around the time frame. So maybe somebody can screenshot that. Maybe somebody could do the legwork on that and figure out all those cars that were around there. Or the cell phones too. Like, I don't have the capacity to subpoena the cell phone companies, mm-hmm. but yeah.
If they were serious about stopping this and finding out what's going on, they would do that right now. You're exactly right. GPS and find, you can find it, the car tags in those pictures that somebody was able to track down. That's where all this happened. And we are doing the work that the police should have been doing. They don't want to do the work. They want this to go away.
Yeah,
and no doubt. It's not going away. And right. And you and I both know why. I remember we talked. I was just in Nashville last summer, and I stayed downtown. And I was there for a work function, and it was during Gay Pride. And I was shocked that there hadn't been more murders in Nashville. Just because of the bar scene and it being right downtown.
Next to a river, right?
Right, so. Next to the river. I mean, that's a wild bar scene downtown on Broad Street. I mean, there's lots of stuff going on down there.
Right. No, it is. It's pretty incredible. Now it's happened there. And this guy, Riley Strange, fits the full profile, right? Skinny, tall, good-looking, athletic, intelligent, college. Very. Like, I think he's a senior at... From Missouri.
Missouri,
right.
Mm-hmm. So. No, everything except for how tall he was. That was the one shock, that just because we don't normally see victims that big. I've seen a couple, but he is 165 pounds. That fits. Everything fits. His whole case, I mean, it's just really textbook smiley face killer cases too.
Beginning to end, all the way through. And even the cops,
yes.
This guy Blake, a four-minute press conference. Oh yeah, we found his body. He was wearing a shirt and watch, and leaves out that he was missing his boots
intentionally.
Yeah, intentionally. I know. Wrap it up. Okay, we're done. And they're just going to clean that stuff up. So it's disgusting. Nashville PD should be ashamed of themselves. This is still suspicious. You can go. People were sending me pictures from the river, looking up at where Riley Strange supposedly dropped off and drowned. And it's more probable to, like, see Sasquatch there or something. Like,
right.
It's just, yeah, I mean, you would have to have fallen off, then rolled. Because even when you get to the river's edge, it's not a drop-off. You have to wade out into the, what's the name of that river? It's not
the Cumberland.
The Cumberland, thank you. Mm-hmm. The Cumberland, to get to the point, like, if you're to 6 feet deep or something. So, it's like... bunch of no. People are just asking in the chat about those two women. Nobody's confirmed to me that Clendenning worked at Luke Bryan's bar. Have you been able to confirm that?
I was told that that's not true.
Okay.
And a person who told me that swears by it. I you know, so we're going to keep investigating that where there's smoke, there's fire. I don't want to get in trouble tonight by saying stuff, but I definitely still stand by my original statement that this all started at Luke 32 and
yes,
that this was put into motion on purpose and he was picked there, and that he was whoever gave the order to kick him out, whoever that person was. And that's easy to be proven. They're involved.
And there's interesting, because there was a famous or semi-famous a musician in Nashville who chucked a chair off of his roof. And you'll see that in the slides that I have tonight, but they were able to find the video of that, but the video of Riley at that bar has not been released.
They have it.
Yeah. I know. They should give it. If they had a conscience, Luke Bryan should somebody at his bar to release the entirety of that video. Cause there's a bunch of like semi-autistic people who will grind through that like crazy. They will find the moment. They will find Riley. I promise you, there are people. There are bloodhounds of true crime, like the real people, not these kind of goofballs like Coffin Daff or Brown. I mean, not to get a dig in there, but there,
No. Let's keep that going. Let's talk about some of the goofballs on Twitter and how much it hurts the true crime community, because it's people like that are given, they're hurting real crimes.
No question.
It's ridiculous. They should be shunned. And there's so many people who think that they should be listened to. Like, they should be shunned.
Making a living. Coffin Daffer is making a living. She's on shows. I think she's like selling stuff, man. She's terrible. They all have this kind of like urination theory. I made fun of it on social media. Like,
I love that
somehow they get these guys. Same thing happens in Austin. They're capable of getting to the river and they pull down their zipper and then black out. Like, it is so crazy. Like, and the desire for a man is like thinking, guys, I got to get to a river to take a leak. Like, no man ever thinks that. They want to go, like, even on a golf course, if you're drinking beer, it's just like, okay, where's a tree that nobody
can see me?
I want to just find a place that's, private, that nobody can see my business, and I'll walk right back, like, go into a park. Mm-hmm. So the whole notion that these women have, that men are, like, drawn to rivers to urinate, is a total joke.
It's worse than that, I will say. They also said months ago that maybe these men were possibly autistic or special needs, and that's the reason why, because so many special needs children end up in water when they go missing, like younger people. And they flat out said that. I mean, so, you know, I hate to draw a red line in the sand with people in our community, but I want nothing to do with those people who are making a mockery of these crimes and are making it worse when there's actual real serious people suffering right now, and they could care less.
Real families. I mean, the guy was taken out of the rest of his life. Like, I mean, the guy, he's obviously not autistic. He's going to the University of Missouri and going to graduate.
So disrespectful.
So, yeah.
It's so disrespectful. Guys. And so it just lacks such common sense. Like, it's just funny. But yeah, they were so wrong. Again, so many people were so wrong when all this happened. And they were saying that, this was just drunk. And there was an excuse for every single moment. And then as the crime continued to go on, people really got embarrassed, I feel like, by this accident, like, excuse. And it really popped off when they came out and they found out that his shoes and his phone was never found. And
His phone? Where's his wallet? Why is he missing for 2 weeks? Mm-hmm. And this whole story from freaking Police Chief Blake, like, he just popped up. Did he? Mm-hmm. Was he under something? How did he pop up? We haven't found out the condition of the body. It's not been discussed. Like, was he in the water for 14 days? I want to know.
Yeah.
Or was his body in perfect shape? It's crucial. Like, the story of Dakota James, for example, is a perfect example. His body was not in the water for 40 days. Sorry. No. There's no way.
Nope. Time of death was off. We can confirm that. That's a fact.
Yeah. So those are things left out. A lot of those. Bro, those so-called true crime experts don't even ask that question. They have never said they've never asked. Even what's the other kind of shrill girl that's on there? It's on TV all the time. I can't remember her name. Anyway, she doesn't even ask that question either. She should know better. The one who's the former prosecutor.
Nancy Grace,
yeah, thanks. Even though she did cover the story, and I have to give her credit.
She's covered the stories, and I hope all these people we're talking about are listening tonight. They probably not, but that's fine. But Nancy Grace, she bothers me. I do appreciate the fact that she does cover some of these stories, but she's seen multiple of these stories and refuses to push them all together. She covered Dakota James's murder. She covered Shane Montgomery's murder. She's covered many of these murders, and yet when one happens, they use it as a way to get ratings, and then it goes away, and then they stop. Right. You know, it's disappointing, and I'm going to start firing at people about this because it's not fair, and it's just done for clicks, and such worse.
Crime-otainment. How about a new word?
Yes, that's exactly it. That's a great word.
Getting clicks. They're getting people excited. Oh, he's found dead. Over. Now on to the next story. Let's move over to Caleb Harris. That other kid that's missing in Nashville or whatever, whose name I can't remember.
Yeah, but no, yeah. You said it. Yep.
Yeah, so it's bad.
There's something definitely going on, and it's been the worst I've seen it in a really long time since the middle of the month, Caleb and what happened to Riley.
Yeah, no, it's very strange. Like, we had that one kill cycle in Chicago that was bad. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. It was, what, 2 years ago, or was that last year? Like, I can't even remember. But, like, that one was bad. Like, and then Austin, too. But now this is – globally, this is the worst. I don't think I've ever seen it this bad.
It's been all over in all the hot spots, too. Yeah, Every single hot spot has had lots of activity, right? And new places.
New York, Boston, Austin now.
The kid in Fort Lauderdale, that was West Point.
Haven Morris.
Yes. I don't understand why he doesn't get more attention. Like, I was doing some more research on him today. And, listen to this. He was out with his three friends, and all three friends won't talk to the cops or the media. Huh.
Wow, interesting.
And he was at a Irish pub right by the river. Same thing, acting funny, disappeared. Found exactly where he was last seen, the river, 2 days later. The whole deal. It's
it's such so crazy.
Totally ignored. I mean,
totally ignored. Totally just, written off as like accidental drowning, going out to pee.
If anybody, all the same.
You can discredit a crime analyst if they ever like chalk these up to going out to pee. Nobody sees these people go into water, by the way. It's always at night. Nobody sees them go into water.
It's much worse than that, as you know. You're exactly right. The law enforcement and the media, that's a great point, but they seem to be making up that they have videos and that they've never released. And that's a common theme in a couple of these places that are censoring these stories really hard, like Boston, where they've said, we have them near the water, but they never released the video ever. Ever.
Right. They did the same thing in Austin. They found somebody by the river and they just denied it. So
this week,
their censorship's happening. Yeah.
Yeah. That was by City Hall too. And I think it was in the river. I don't think they were telling the truth, because the gentleman who is in Austin, who I don't really care for very much, but he had video of that.
The dash.
Yes. Yep. And the only reason I even say that, he does decent work, but I just don't feel like he cares about the victim. Somebody else is trying to get clicks and doesn't understand what is going on there. Austin's a perfect storm, though. It really is. I mean, I wouldn't go out down there if I was in my 20s.
No way.
The police and the crime that they're having and the issues and how many people have been targeted and how many bodies keep popping up all over Austin.
Yeah. No, it's crazy, sir. All over. It's almost like they're weird, like Western company towns, where like if anything goes wrong, the first instinct is to cover up because the money has to keep flowing, right? Tax revenues. So they're never going to really want to say that there's, groups targeted kids getting abducted. They never would admit to it. It's crazy.
Yeah. They're gonna have to because it's becoming such a problem, and it's obviously growing.
Yeah, it's growing, and the public's figuring it out. They're starting to make I see the random people on social media. Is this a smiley face killing murder? They're starting to use that. And by the way, I would be happy to take the label of smiley face killers off this. If there's some other label we could use, I'm happy for.
Let's come up with one. I hate the stupid smiley face killer name for these murders. I couldn't just agree more.
Yeah.
Absolutely. It hurts so bad what's going on. I mean, how is this not just terrorism?
Right. Or something.
I mean, more Americans are being killed. More young men are being killed in America than in Afghanistan right now. The last month, we've had over 20 young men. I mean, there's other stories that I didn't post that don't fit exactly, but are very suspicious. But I mean, those 20, I feel like are dead ringers.
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe a bad word.
Yeah. No, it's so strange. I mean, we can go through like the other one. There was a Christopher Elvin at the University of Richmond, died in a pond at the University of Richmond. There was a couple other pond
deaths too. And he was from the Caribbean.
Yeah.
And he didn't know how to swim. I was saying that. That's not I grew up in the Caribbean as a young boy, and everybody knows how to swim. And that was another phantom phone call that alerted them to the body. The same way what happened in Austin this week, where people like an anonymous phone call is used to alert police or people to the body when the body's dumped.
Wow, that's crazy.
That's what happened in both those cases.
Wow. Yeah, that's crazy. So just anonymous calls, weird things.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's just weird, eerie, strange things with so many of these cases. Just like Nas Rahimi and all those weird people around him. Mm-hmm. I mean, he ran into a very rough crowd. But also, even this case with that kind of strange trans-looking girl crying and the finding of the card, and she's there, and then she's at the vigil, too, and then she's barking at the chief of police. I mean, mm-hmm. whoa. Like, I would, mm-hmm. you know, whoa. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Something else.
You know? Yeah. Right. What do the police think about
that just person? Something. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Something. What and she just she just happened to be involved in church burnings when she was back at the University of Alabama. Wow.
Yeah. Strange.
Like these strange how these kids went out and burnt churches. Like they were reading satanic literature to burn churches down. They, you know, that's a, one of the parts. I mean, we can get into the ONA type stuff, mm-hmm. but that's what their literature is. Burn churches. And even it goes back to also this kind of like black metal in Norway, Sweden. It's a component, you know, of this kind of really dark stuff. I mean, it's so strange. I mean, wow. Like yeah. she would be all over this case and also in like associated with guys who went to jail.
It is strange. I've never seen anything.
Yeah. Like, whoa.
Quite like weird. This.
Mm-hmm. Then you have Owen Cameron, 17-year-old kid, disappears, Middletown, Newport, Rhode Island area, mm-hmm. found dead in water.
I predicted that before he even was found, just based on the story.
Yep. We don't know where he went.
You know, just so weird. Again, another place that has consistent these type of crimes, though, right? A history. And you can just tell that's why I'm able to do some of the stuff, because I've been doing this so long. It's the same places over and over. You know, it's been such a weird run up. What about the kid that was the photographer, Flores? And they said he died of cold water. This was also right after Riley went.
I don't remember the Flores case. I don't have it.
He was a photographer, and they just buried him. And they said he fell into the pond where he was taking pictures, and he died. And it was from a cold. They said the water. This was the excuse they used. Just the cold temperatures, I guess, made him go into immediate shock. What was his name? We'll have to bring that up anyway.
Yeah, but there's the notes. There's a lot of great comments, guys. Like, there's a lot of stuff. I'll have to go back through all these when we're done talking and just kind of address them. But yeah, we got over 100 people listening on X right now. So, not being censored there. YouTube, another question. But
do we want to take some questions? Do we
have? Yeah, if anybody has any questions, please line them up. Wayne actually asked, question is to be is why is the government wanting to cover this up? Like, I think that's a good question.
You want to answer that first?
No, go ahead.
All I can think of is that it just comes down to crime statistics more than anything, because there's no reason for a police in an area to take on extra murders when they're already classified as accidents. And especially when a body is found in water, it's never a crime scene. It's always a recovery, and evidence is not collected. So right. That's number one. Number two, they're not going to change accidents into murders. The murder rate would be much higher. It's easier for them to pretend like these are accidents. But they're not doing very well right now, which they're starting to censor these stories because there's so many of them. They don't like what I'm doing.
Right.
Right?
No, people? The censorship's incredible. They're deliberately doing it in Boston. There's absolutely no question about it.
Correct. Austin, no too. Name.
Yeah. It's incredible. Yeah. Let's see.
They can't keep everything though. That's the funny part about it, is that they can censor some of this stuff, but a lot of it is able to filter out. That's what I've noticed on even stories where we're able to talk to people who were involved close. A lot of times in these stories where people tell us stuff that the media doesn't know. For instance, we had reporting about Riley missing his shoes and everything like 4 days before they ever announced it in the media, and were attacked for it. But we were 100% right, because someone who was a follower was friends with someone who recovered the body, and they confirmed it. That's happening more and more.
Wild. Yeah. J1 asks, can you talk about the 09A theory and how it could relate to the young men? 09A theory is really kind of Igor Sarsky stuff. He was the one who told me about it. I did a whole research on it. You can read Global Death Cult, but basically their core beliefs are like really nasty, noxious kind of Satanism, but they believe in going out and selecting a sacrifice and then killing them without somebody finding out. So it's like a secret killing. And you go through a selection process, but they have a real affinity for water, and there's all kinds of water motifs in their work. And there's been a theory of trying to tie them to somebody. They've been tied to other crimes, but not specifically to these types of water deaths. But that's kind of the theory. You can read about it in my other book, Global Death Cult, which kind of ties into the Smiley Face Killers, at least as far as speculative type stuff. Maori asks, has there ever been another case that has obvious connections to social media influencers? Good question. There was one with Bruce Springsteen that I remember offhand that happened in Boston. His name was Garcia, and it involved Springsteen. I actually retweeted it.
Franco Garcia.
Franco Garcia, yeah. Same kind of case out late at Chicago. Night. Last scene. Mm-hmm. I think it was Boston. I think it was.
You're right.
And then he was last seen in a camera from a bank camera or whatever it was, ATM, disappeared. Last place they searched this reservoir, like, you know, the classic search. Mm-hmm. Then so he pops up. This is very much like the Riley Strain. Mm-hmm. Pops up the morning somebody's jogging, right? So, like, they never make this connection. It's just so frustrating. They never make a connection that somebody's put in the water, and that's why he's found early morning, right? Not at freaking 3 p.m. All these guys are found early in the morning, by the way, Dakota, James, all this stuff.
All of them.
Franco Garcia was retweeted by Bruce Springsteen. There was another one that was kind of a similar case because it involved Grindr, but it was the name of Kevin Bacon in Michigan. Was followed by a transsexual social media influencer. And Kevin Bacon actually tweeted because they both have the actor Kevin Bacon, because they both have the same name. But that guy could have been, they found his body in a dungeon.
I remember.
Yeah. But he could have been thrown in the water eventually. I don't know. But the cops in that case did a great job, actually. There's a really good show of featuring this guy, Latunsky, who was the convicted killer. It was called Interrogation Live or something. Look that up for Latunsky, because that guy fit the profile of a Smiley Face Killer. And he worked at a chemical company in Pittsburgh, exactly where Dakota James was found. Like, literally, there's this island in the Ohio River, I think it is.
Yes.
And that Latunsky had a tie to that. It's unbelievable.
Wow.
Yeah, no. And his social media was so freaking weird.
Latunsky, I remember seeing his social media from you, but I didn't realize he worked at a chemical company that was there.
Yeah, in Pittsburgh. Downriver, really crazy. So I you know, my instincts when this guy, like, that guy's done this, like, killed people before, is my view. And he talked like an ONA thing. He talked about sacred honor and fulfilling people's wills and all this stuff, that very strange kind of philosophical outlook. So I'm trying to think of other social media influencers offhand. But anyway, if you look into Springsteen's friends, it's kind of disturbing. Like, Springsteen hangs out with some hyper sketchy people. He's really good friends with Obama, and RIP to Tafari Campbell, who was found in water recently, and good friends with David Geffen. So that gets really disturbing. Yeah, go look into that. What if these are Satan? Yeah, sorry, go ahead.
No, I was going to say Franco Garcia, just funny, was a studying chemistry and played clarinet. And it was in Boston. Of course, you're right. You had a good memory in a reservoir. I do remember that case where they did search that reservoir and they didn't find him. I get that case and Harsha Mandula and Chicago mixed up. Right. Another big case around the same time.
The reason Garcia resonates with me is I'll never forget, like I was following it online, watching the media, his mother saying to the media, he's somewhere alive. I can feel he's somewhere alive. And she was probably right. She's probably, from whatever Akashic records or spiritual powers.
No, 100%. She was right.
She was right.
Yeah. I've talked to other people that have said the similar thing. I talked to a woman who, this happened a couple times in Gulfport, Mississippi, where the casinos were to young men. Same thing. Hasn't happened there in a while, but the twin of a victim, she said that the night he passed away, she could feel it.
Wow. I've heard that with women, like they can sense, like if they're children or something, like there's a heightened sense, whatever you want, sixth sense or something like that about loved ones passing away or something like that. It's like a woman's intuition or something like that. Highview asks if they are satanic. Could be satanic initiations. Like, I don't know. I don't have proof, but some of the people surrounding these are freaking creepy and they are like into the occult too.
Well, I will say what these are people that are true believers, and this is why people are not getting busted, and that this is being trained, and that these people are being taught, and this is how the message is spreading, and because the same crimes are done over and over again, and they're also paying homage to almost like anniversary of high profile cases. Chris Jenkins, right? Brian Schaefer. It's been 20 years since Brian Schaefer. Anyway.
Disappeared, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That was Columbus, right?
Yes.
My first was Joey LaBute. Same thing. 19 days, found in water. Mm-hmm. Previously searched. Apparently the water that he was in was like super clear outside of the Scioto River. So it wasn't like it was previously, you know, it's just like, how does he just magically appear? In the morning, same old stuff, you know. Pick up his body, 7:30, 8 o'clock, just like Riley Strain. Like, oh, you read and watch enough of these cases, you just see it play out over and over again. Like, people like, how do you know that? Like, somebody commented on my social media.
Right.
Like, how did you know? Like, you called Riley Strain, right? I'm like, dude, he fits like all the 20 data points of all these other cases. So the 21st, it's going to play out just like that. So.
Just proves that it's not accidents because the stuff's predictable and it's intentional. Right. I mean, that's like another $1 million question. It's like, of all the places that they could dump a body if it was just about murdering a guy, why do they bring them back to the places that have already been searched or where they were last seen?
Right.
Why?
Right. And like, so some of these people's social media have like cryptic statements, like occult type stuff. Mm-hmm. Just like, I mean, it's just all like. Mm-hmm. Stuff. A question all people ask. Are coroners still claiming that the deaths are dry drowning? Or are they finally admitting that deaths occurred in other places and then the corpses were later placed? Well, good question. Want to answer that?
Good question. I would say that the information and cases that I've been allowed to know, you know, sometimes they'll just stick that it's just a regular drowning and that they just happen to not have water in their lungs. But that's happened many, 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 many times. It's not just drownings, too. I mean, they find people in the water and that the deaths don't come back as accidental drownings. They'll say that, but it's actually an undetermined death,
right,
which is another maddening question. What are they doing to these men to get an undetermined death?
Right. Good point.
And again, oftentimes, almost so many times, the time of death does not match up. And I bet you Riley Strain's case is the same way, where he was missing for so long, but he was probably only dead days.
Yeah, I think you're right. Somebody actually asked me on social media, like, are they freezing the bodies? And if you remember I think his name was Richard Kaczynski or Kaczynski in New York. He was called the Iceman because he froze bodies and then to confuse police, right? And there was actually another case, And it may have happened to some of these other cases, but there's a case where Gilbertson and Gannon found that the guy had been frozen. His name was Nate Kapfer.
Right? Oh, yeah. There's been more than that. There's been people frozen. Oh, yeah, for sure. Been found frozen solid in some cases, not all. So
yeah, so the it's not the coroner's. A lot of the stuff isn't clear, and you have to take a lot of these journalists with a grain of salt because they just hear some hearsay and then claim that it happened. So you kind of have to watch out. Like,
I mean, that just happened in this Strain case again. Another great example. With the homeless rumors. People were running with rumors from quote unquote homeless people. I never thought they were true, and they ended up not being true. And that's also consistent with other cases where a narrative is trying to be set by people in the background.
Yeah.
They talked about that shirt so early. That was the first thing they talked about, was his shirt that was, you know, had those squares on it. And they said, somebody said, a homeless person was wearing his shirt. And, you know, and then when we released that video that got almost 1 million views, that was the main question that everybody kept asking, because there was 3 bodies in that camera angle from the Birch video. And, well, is that shirt, is that person the first person? Is that Riley wearing that shirt? And I feel like if that wouldn't have been asked so much, if they wouldn't have been pushing something that wasn't true, is my point.
Right. Yeah, and if you look at, you can go back through my podcast and look into the case of Scarlett Blake, aka Fangchi Wang, aka we don't know what his real name is. Like, it's unbelievable. They never found out the guy's real name in Oxford, UK. He was caught after he committed the perfect crime. He was caught influencing social media under different names on social media. He had multiple names. The police never found out or never disclosed them to the public. There was no open airing of all their research. They never mentioned his real freaking name. It's unbelievable. But it is probably the first case of somebody actually getting caught committing a smiley face killing, literally. Like, he was a random guy trying to commit the perfect crime. So that's one of the problems with motive, because the standard motives don't apply. Mm-hmm. Lust, greed, jealousy. Betrayal, mm-hmm. What people kill people over.
Mm-hmm. Money.
Hatred, money, right?
Right. Money's not any part of this.
Yeah, money's not a part.
That's what I keep trying to explain to people. People kept asking us, well, isn't there going to be a ransom? Or like, what if they're going to steal their bank card? They stole his phone. They're going to sell it. Like, nope, they're not selling a phone. They don't want his bank card. They don't want their money. There's never been a case that the card's been used and money's been stolen. Never. Once. Never. There's also been many cases that the reward is up to $250,000 and police don't get one lead. Right.
One credible lead.
What does that tell you?
Right. It's not about that. And it might be about lust, but it's never proven, right? They don't know what's going on. I mean, if you look at the family murders and stuff like that, torture.
The lust part is the trap.
Right.
Because so many of these men are going someplace and they think that they're going to meet somebody like in Chicago or like in Austin with Riley, where he's hustling over someplace. Right. I mean, he with an intention. What are you going to do? Who are you hustling over there to go meet?
Right. Well, that may be the whole story of Riley. He was on the phone with somebody either live streaming or something. And the person was sane enough to talk, according to the stories, talk to the third party, right? So, like, oh, here, Riley. That's why he was headed that direction. Somebody was leading him there or something. So that's the whole thing. And that would make perfect sense, leading him to a car. It fits these other things. It actually ties into, Jim, something that I watched recently, which was a really creepy, just hyper-disturbing documentary called The Candyman and the Clown, right? So it's about Dean Corll in Texas and John Wayne Gacy, who are connected in a strange way through people, personal acquaintances. But this guy Norman, who was a full-on Epstein before Epstein, but for young boys. But both of those guys, they would drive around in their car. That's how they would find victims. They would be driving around at night. And all Gacy did was drive around after midnight. That's how he found his victim. So these cars were an essential component of the crime. And that ties into even this broken video, which has the same theme done by Peter Christopherson. So the cars might be the key component, to be honest with you. People can figure out the cars in the Riley Strain case. And I think it's the same thing as, like, if you remember the case out of Boston, it was the guy who was going north and then they found his phone going south because he was probably in a car. I can't remember his name.
Wasn't it William Hurley? No.
Hurley was the one where they broke his phone right away.
I remember that. Yeah. But I know what you're talking about. Like, I know, was it Peter Salvino? Because in Chicago, he was another victim that, you know, seemed to be, again, on the phone, hustling over someplace that
right.
It's not a violent abduction.
Joey LeBue was on his phone. He was on Grindr talking to somebody or something happened. They lured him out. You know, hey, meet me in the car or something like that. It wasn't Zach Marr. That was another one where they should have, you know, interviewed the bouncer and the bartender. But I can't remember. It'll come to me. But it was a Boston case where that happened. Mm-hmm. Hi, Calvinist asked, do you know the name of the girl who complained to the bouncer? No, but if you know the name, please send it to me. Email William Ramsey Investigates at protonmail.com, please.
We're going to get it eventually. We're going to get it eventually. And very interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. We've never been this far. I will say that. There's never been a case like Riley's that the investigation is still going on this far. By every case since then, they've been able to put out the flames that these are all accidents. This is not happening. Right. People are still working hard. And if they got those videos of those cars, I believe they made a mistake.
Yeah, I have pictures of that, so people can screenshot it. It's in my slides once we get to them. J1 asking again, when does Jim expect this cycle to end? Good question.
I mean, I anytime. I would assume that it when Caleb is found, probably. And then yeah, Caleb's like the last case that we're really watching. That's a high profile case, and I mean. It goes hot and cold.
It does.
And it's been pretty cold. In fact, New Year's Eve this year was very slow. You know, I thought that possibly St. Patrick's Day would be hunted and we'd see victims. We didn't really see any. That was before the week before Riley. They've been pretty quiet up until this past, I guess, the middle of the month. And then it has been an explosion.
Crazy.
Literally, and no one even asking questions. In fact, the only people that asked any questions was over Riley, and people are asking questions about Caleb Harris' case. I mean, the FBI and a lot of law enforcement started immediately working that case, and it was after Riley's case got a lot of attention. Did you notice that?
Yes, I've noticed. I noticed today when I was prepping for this that there was a lot of resources looking for Caleb Harris, who also, kind of like Riley Strain, was either on a phone or went to meet somebody.
Definitely.
He's going fishing. Somebody. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, like, I mean, I don't know. Was he gay? I don't know. I don't know what Riley's deal was either, but I think he had a girlfriend. So,
it doesn't matter. No, it's the same as Chris Jenkins, though. You know, again, I keep talking about the Chris Jenkins case, and I'm pretty sure people don't understand why, but Chris Jenkins' case literally is a carbon copy of Riley's case, right? Except for it was at a costume party, but he disappeared. He was not gay. He had a girlfriend. His girlfriend was also a suspect. So were the bouncers. Right. And he was in a gay part of Minneapolis. Not sure if you know that. That's where he was walking. And people speculated that you know, he had been attacked. I think was somebody attacked him in that part. Anyway, I don't want to ramble on, but so similar.
Yeah, very similar. In a refitted or retrofitted Masonic temple, too. That was where that bar was. Yeah. Found with a clump of hair. His mom wrote a book about the whole thing. I talked to her. She was on Ed Opperman's show. Same kind of thing happened. They went and looked at the autopsy photos the family did and said, what's this clump of hair doing in his hand? Yeah, and it was from his head. So that made them change, and actually the new cop changed the designation from accidental drowning to either venture, something different. Like, I forgot what it was. But yeah, that's an interesting
misadventure.
So I forgot what they didn't call it murder, but they didn't call it accidental.
What a bunch of cowards.
Yeah.
Yeah. I had, let me tell you, sorry to interrupt you, but about the Bryce Borka case, I had a friend who just recently, he put up cameras where Bryce went missing, and he's had cameras up all over, and he didn't catch anything other than hunters, and obviously Bryce has never been found, but I did want to tell you that.
Well, interesting. Yeah, he's probably in the river, probably in the Mississippi or whatever flows through there.
I don't think so. But I think
he's still kept.
Something else. I mean, some of these cases, people are never found for a reason, and I'm not sure. I think if they wanted them found, they would be. And I think something's happening worse to them, and they can't get rid of them. That's just kind of what I assume.
That's crazy.
Kind of like Brian Schaefer. Right, Justin Gaines. There's a lot of people.
Yeah, G1 asks, are there any groups that may be targets of SFK? How can they stay safe? Well, it's young men. I mean, it's college age men. That's what we're talking about, not women who do get abducted, who do, you know, horrible things happen. They get killed, but they, for some reason, they're not thrown in the river. This is like it's a gender crime against men. I don't know why.
They do different things to women for some reason. The most crime that these people do to women is they put them in their car and put them on a boat ramp or roll them into a body of water in the car. And a lot of times the victims are in the back seat. Look it up. I mean, there's lots of cases. And again, girls leaving parties. It's so hard to read these cases because women naturally have predators and men don't, not the same way. And
not the same way, right?
Not the same way. And this is totally different because now men definitely have predators in certain cities, or if you're out drinking or at a outdoor event like a baseball or basketball game, like, yeah, you could be a victim. And I would say the only way to protect yourself, I've been thinking a lot about this. I used to think that it would be impossible that if you were a tough guy for this to happen to you, but that's not true. They've murdered many tough people, MMA fighters. If you feel like, number one, I wouldn't go by myself anywhere. You got to stay together with your friends at night. And if you start feeling like you've been drugged and you're and isolated, you got to find somebody and tell them immediately.
Yeah.
Because that's really the only, that's what's happening. Is that, and that's what looked like it happened to Riley, is that the stuff's kicking in so fast that you're out of control.
Yeah, they don't know what's going on. Even his friends don't key into it. If they're slightly buzzed too, they don't know that he's been drugged. It's not obvious. I mean, it's strange. People, there's a lot of people who've had serious personality changes. You know, like that's really what you have to watch out for. It's like, why is this guy who's pretty even keeled acting so strange? A lot of people don't key in. There was one guy in Austin, like his brother said, he had a Latino last name. His brother said, yeah, I didn't drink too much. He was always exercising. But then that same night, he started acting strange.
I forgot it was Gutierrez or something. They set these guys up. You're talking about Martin Gutierrez and Austin?
I think it's Martin Gutierrez, yes.
Yes, you're right. Same thing happened to him. But I definitely think staying together and just being aware that this is happening is the best thing you can tell your young men or kids who are in college or even in high school. And, you know, a part of it, too, is when – you've seen there's a lot of these cases where men are assaulted, where there's an altercation, and then they disappear after the altercation. I don't know what I would tell somebody to how to protect themselves from that, but being by yourself, that's got to be off the table.
Yeah, that's what happened to Seamus Gray, acting strange.
Yep,
and he's like wrestling around on the cement with somebody. Like that is strange. Like, I'm sorry, at 2 o'clock in the morning or something like that. Huh. And then wanders out in the distance and then later found him water.
Yeah. Do you think the police followed up on what was going on?
No.
Absolutely not. Yeah. Down at the naval pier.
Right. I mean, not just super. And a swimmer, right? He works in water. Like, it's kind of a joke. Like, some of these guys drowning is just, or accidental drowning conclusions are a total joke. Papa Grande asked, pathologists such as Michael Bond and Cyril Wecht. Well, Cyril Wecht helped two families out that I know, flat out, which were Dakota James and what's his name out of New York? what's the first guy? Patient Zero. What's his name again? He's found in the water treatment facility with McClellan or whatever.
I was gonna say Adam Falco. I forget.
No, it's not Falco. Gay initiation cult. Who knows? I mean, you don't know because they haven't really interviewed people. Like they didn't ask Katunsky, have you killed anybody else? You don't know. No, you don't really know. Yeah, this is all people. Paskey, Norman, and Gacy and Coral. We're all working as a team, and Norman ran a pedo magazine. Yeah, he ran a bunch of pedo. One was called The Odyssey, and then the other one, I forgot what it was. The guy never stopped, too. Patrick McNeil, thank you.
It's going to drive me crazy.
Somebody's talking about the documentary, yeah. Leaving Riley without pants is a form of public shaming? Possibly, like mocking everybody.
No, it's not. It's not. That's something was done to him. His pants were removed. There's so many victims who were found naked, naked. Their clothes are never found, or their clothes are found separately from the body, like folded, right? That like it happened on lacrosse at the park in Riverside Park, where the victim's clothes were folded and left at the foot of the Indian's statue there in Riverside Park. And that right. happens a lot. So no,
I think that was Capfer too. I think it was Capfer. There was that weird Sin yes. Cinema, right, or whatever.
Yes, but no, his pants were taken off intentionally. Same with his shoes. I wouldn't be shocked if his shoes were left someplace. They just haven't been found. We're down at the right. park, right? Or somebody did pick them up.
Right. Has SA been gay initiation cult? That was the inside, or this guy from Secret Sun speaks, which I have in my slides. Mm-hmm. He kind of talked about the Antonists, which would make sense. All these guys are young, they're in the prime of life, you know, so it wouldn't be outside the realm of possibility that a gay cult or culture is targeting them, you know.
Mm-hmm. A lot of military victims, lot. Again, something that people don't discuss. Right? Oh, yeah. I mean, we're Seamus.
Wasn't Charlie Saywell in UK? I think he was in the military. Yeah.
Yep. But not just that. Bodies where this is happening, where there's also military bases. Virginia, for instance, right. Down in Fort Walton in Destin, right there, there's been multiple bodies in the Destin, Panama City area, and that's near the Air Force Base down there here in Atlanta. I mean, I'm not saying, but I'm saying there's Austin. There's a lot of different similarities, a lot of victims who are military.
Yeah. McNeil's the guy's name. Yeah. The Chris Knowles is the other guy's name who just did I think on his Patreon, like a 90-minute, you know, inquiry into the Smiley Face killings and his kind of theory, which makes a lot of sense. I think he was right about his theory about the West Memphis Three and the influence of Druidism. Something that I'd
where is this? I've never seen this.
Chris Knoll, I'll show it to you. I've got it in my slides. Once we get you want to get started with the slides, we can just go through.
Please, let's see it.
Yeah, let's do it.
I'm very interested. Go ahead.
Well, we'll get to that. Well, Chris Knoll's Secret Son on April 6th, I think he did a stream for his Patreons about his, and he kind of posted on his social media too. So I'll show that. But I've got about 80 slides. This is just showing. This is from Grifter Hunter. He's done a lot of great work. People check him out on X. Real legit researcher. But he went through some of the old cases in Corpus Christi. And so Bradley Brooks, 2019. Albert Garcia, 2022. Leading up to Caleb Harris, right? So it's just interesting that there's been other cases.
Texas by a whole was last year. We talked about that the last time we got together, but last year was all about Texas and Smiley Face killers. From Austin to Houston to Corpus Christi, just growing out of control and unchecked.
Right, and there's one outside of Dallas, Tyler, Texas, Harley Morris.
Yes,
same kind of case. I don't think they found his body. Did they find his body yet? I don't know if they know.
I think so.
I don't know yet. Caleb Harris, check your Ring cameras. Yeah, I mean, weird things have been seen. Last seen March 4th, 2024. So these are all leading up to the eclipse on April 8th, right?
Which was actually 30 days to the day that Riley was abducted. too. I thought that was pretty strange.
Oh, that's strange.
Right? April 8th. It was March 8th. We called the Riley case on March 11th, Monday, by the way.
Wow. Yeah.
Just for the record.
All right. You were right, Joe. How many people have put in power? I don't know. Who knows? Let's see. So this is, I think this is something that he posted. Oso Bay hiking trail, right?
The day he went missing.
That's from you. Yeah.
Men for anyone. What does that tell you? Anyone. That's what that is. M for anyone. DM. Oh. He's saying that, and that's where
NSFW. Oh, so he was definitely on the, he's definitely bisexual or something. Is that what you're saying?
I don't,
for anyone.
I mean,
sure looks like it. I don't
know. Sure looks like that. And that's where the police have been searching. You know, I think that picture, that the Snapchat too, I believe, again, like in other cases, that's a taunt.
All right. So they get the phone or they get on there or something. Yeah.
Social media is used a lot by these people to taunt and to set their own narrative. I've seen that consistent in cases where people will try to have an alibi and use the social media as an alibi. Do you remember the case of Thomas Pearson at North Dakota? Yeah,
no.
Okay, well, he went to North Dakota State, and he was the case where I had the tweet where he tweeted his friend at like 3 a.m, hey, somebody come pick us up. We're going to die. And his friend reported back, we're all drunk. I can't pick you up. And he was found beaten. And they found one of his shoes. I mean, total classic case. FBI was all over it. You would remember it. It's been a while, but you remember it. Thomas Bearson.
Yeah, I'd have to go back.
Anyway, I still have the tweet, his last tweet, which was tweeting to people, hey, come pick me up. We're going to die.
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense. So these are the pictures of the so-called creek they're probably going to find him in.
Maybe. I don't think so. I think he's going to be found, it looks like, in the bay.
Okay.
But I don't think it's going to be in the creek. I just think they're taunting them to make them, to give them that illusion. But I think it's going to be down in the bay.
Well, yeah, he's probably already gone. When did he disappear? The 4th? I forgot. Mm-hmm. Yeah. This is another one of Matej Paris in Belgrade. Fits the same profile of Riley Strain. Yeah. So there's a lot there. This is the soldier who died, who's disappeared, Charlie Saywell. He was found dead in a river, suffered a violent or unnatural death, trapped under a boat with ropes around his body. So
that also happened in Chicago. Something, one of the victims this past summer had ropes around him, and he had like trauma to his front, like he had been stabbed. Wow.
Crazy. Yeah, there he is.
Very violent.
Yeah. Yeah. Soldier. I think that was Chatham and Kent there.
Let's talk about the Indian students. Something else. There was just an Indian student found in Cleveland. We talked about that earlier, but there's been it's been consistent the last couple weeks with Indian students. There was an Indian student at Purdue University, and the next week there was another one at another university nearby, and they both died from hypothermia, and they had disappeared out drinking. Do you recall any of this stuff?
So there's not offhand.
It's been very consistent with Indian students, exchange students, victims. In fact, it's got the entire Indian community pretty upset.
Interesting.
Online. Again, Harsha Mandula, we were just talking about. Right.
There were three Indian guys in Vancouver and three in Toronto.
Toronto. More.
Yeah, so those are recent, yeah.
In Minnesota. The last victim in Minnesota was
Jason John was Indian descent. Austin.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, a lot more. Like, it's gone off this whole kind of white Caucasian European thing into all ethnicities. A lot of African Americans too. A
lot more.
A lot more.
Yeah. You know, in Drowning Forensics, I had forgotten too. I was just looking through it, but there was a general, there's a one of the victims they break down was named Jelani. Do you remember that?
It's Jelani Day, is that right?
Well, it was Jelani Brinson.
Brinson, yeah, there was Jelani Day
Dante
too.
Brinson, but Jelani Day was in Chicago, and right, he's definitely a victim. But I just thought it was interesting in their book that there was also another Jelani, and I had forgotten that, and I think that's a big part of that's intentional.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Wow. So you think they picked him out by their name?
Could be. Sometimes.
Interesting. So then this is the guy who drowned in the Richmond, University of Richmond. Mm-hmm. He was from the Caribbean. Mm-hmm. Student drowned. I forgot his name. It's Christopher Elvin. We talked about him.
Nobody from the Caribbean can't swim.
Right. Everybody swims. Correct. Even Morris, we talked about him. Fort Lauderdale. This is the guy in Rhode Island.
17 years old. Yep. Yeah.
This is somebody sends me stuff. This is just strange. These are the cars. So if you want to screenshot this, if you want me to email it to you, I can just post this on my social media. I think I already did. But you can just.
Three out of the 20 are police.
Yeah, you can see that 954 going both directions, no less, which is strange. So you've got this other cop who has a super sketchy background. Who's near the site on
Reginald
Young, supposedly there for a car break in or a broken window and doesn't report it being there.
Wonder why. Interesting.
Very strange. So that was somebody else's intrepid work put this all together. So this is the reports being found. Riley Stray, no pants, no boots, no wallet, no phone. Should have had no phone. Coroner to family, no water and lungs. So they haven't seen the report. They just got told that by the coroner. So the immediate conclusion, that means he just dry drowned, which is so strange.
So dumb.
So
no
dumb
such,
for a guy.
No such thing.
Give me a break.
Yeah. I'm not sure if you want to talk, but the body that was found the day that Riley's card was found in the Cumberland River, the family of that person contacted me and told me some interesting
things. Jonathan Sloan?
I believe so, yes.
Yeah. He was kind of mentally...
He had a brain injury.
Brain injury, okay.
And he disappeared from a camp for a group for people with brain injuries. Vanished, and he had no trauma as well. And I don't think that's a coincidence that he was found the same day that the card was found. In fact, I expected them to find another body when they were searching for Riley. But his family said that there's no reason for him to have been in the river. There was no trauma as well. His watch was still on, and it was still on before the time change. His watch hadn't even been set forward. That's how long he had been missing.
Oh, wow.
Strange stuff going on.
Strange. It just gets weirder and weirder. This is Coffin Dapper. I coined a new term for people who don't follow me on X, but it's a Pius Interruptus Drownicus, which is when you unalive yourself while taking a leak. And then this, I don't know if they ruled it accidental. Maybe they did, but this is supposedly a report. This is just shows kind of media stuff. Accidental death. Another piece of the puzzle. A source tells me, this is from Kelly Avellino. Source tells me a homeless man who might have been one of the last to see Riley walking has now been interviewed by police. So hopefully that's right. So Kelly Avellino still asking questions, which is good.
So that update, I posted that out as well. And that update basically proves the video that we posted about what happens to Riley after those three people are following behind him, and that's the last time his phone pings. That's basically what she basically just confirms what we said.
Gotcha. Interesting. Yeah, it makes sense. I mean, that's just so great. Where's his phone? I mean, they scour that river every day for 14 days, just to let you know. Like, it's such a joke.
That phone's gone, man. They keep the phone intentionally because the iPhone's so smart, it tracks you in so many different ways.
Yeah, it takes an infrared shot of you every like 5 seconds or something. They don't tell you that, but your phone is like totally it's a monitoring device. Jennifer Kearns, you were on her show Interesting, there's already a video of Morgan Wallen throwing a chair off a roof in Nashville, but no video yet of anybody who may have roofied Riley Strain. The behavior that led Riley to be kicked out, nor of Riley in or leaving the bar. Very good. This is a thinker. I like this girl.
She's very good.
Yeah, good for her. This is Jonathan Sloan.
Yes, his family I talked to.
This is you. Nashville PD. I spoke to the family, other male, just found 5 minutes where Riley was found missing over a month. His family says PD lying. PD is lying, both connected.
Both found again, too, by down the majority of the bodies that are being found in the Cumberland River and have been found are by this marina. Are you familiar with this?
Tell me about it.
It's another place. A lot of these bodies all over America, a lot of dumping grounds have been on boat ramps. That's where Mr. Sloan was found. But there were multiple other, there's been other bodies leading up to the murder of Riley that have been found down at that, there's a marina down there. But again, all the bodies are being found in the same place. One of my followers too, whose son was murdered in 2013, this in Nashville, the same way was found. His car was found before the same bridge that Riley, the second bridge. So very similar. Again, he was talking to people on Broad Street, vanished. They found his car before the bridge. They said he committed suicide. He was found down the river days later. Same everything.
Crazy. Yeah. I mean, so it's happening all over there. Wow. Somebody asked in the chat, wasn't there a guy in Boston who survived a drowning and one of the first rescuers was suspicious? Yes.
Yes.
There was. Yeah. Injured man rescued from TD Garden. And his name, there's a really good video of him talking about his situation. Yeah. I think I linked to it in my book. But yeah, it's Smiley Face Survivor Speaks Out. You can find it on YouTube. His name is Josh. Literally face down in the water after a TD Garden. Who else was at TD Garden? Hurley and the other guy whose name I can't
Michael remember. Kelleher.
Kelleher, yes. Oh, Kelleher, yes. That's it. The guy who went north, crossed the James.
That's right.
Then disappeared Uber. And his phone. Yeah, his phone started going south, but he Uber. Lived north. Yeah.
Yeah. Uber again. It's a common theme. I know we've talked about this, but again, in the Caleb Harris case, ordered Uber Eats. The food was left outside and he's gone. Right. Again, there's so many of these cases where Uber is being used.
You can't help but wonder. I mean, it's a perfect crime. If you're an Uber driver, you're driving around and then you see a victim, you just turn off your phone. Maybe you still have your Uber tag. Hey, you want to ride? I give you a ride. Give me $20 or something. I don't know.
Let's talk about Christian Pugh.
All right, let's do it.
You're right about Christian Pugh surviving. I don't mind talking about it now. I would normally not say stuff that people have told me in private, but I did talk to Christian Pugh, and his dad was very outspoken. And what I will tell you that he was a victim. He was supposed to die, and that he went downtown with his friends. He started at a party. He was with his friends. He thinks that's where he was drugged first. Okay.
Wow.
And he took an Uber downtown. He was separated from his phone in the Uber. They went to a bar on Rainy Street, right? Doesn't remember anything. Gone. Was thrown off a bridge where all the other bodies have been found. I'm not talking about the Lady Bird. I'm talking about the other murders, which there's a bunch of other ones there. And he was dumped in the river, and he was supposed to die. And he had over $100,000 worth of medical bills to his upper body, not his lower body. He was supposed to drown and die, and for some reason he didn't.
Wow, that's so crazy. 60 hours missing, right? Or like in like the
60 hours gone.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Or couldn't remember 60 hours. It's so crazy. Somebody asks here, why not have a remote viewer? Well, if you read my new book, there is a remote viewer who worked on a case that Jim knows very well. The case of Colin Fortney. It was Colin Finnerty.
Ah.
A contact of mine remote viewed that. And the remote viewer this is literally in Switzerland with no information, kind of retells the story of us.
Really?
Case. Yeah, absolutely.
I've never seen that.
I'll send it to you.
Please.
It's chapter 27 of my new book. You guys can check that out. But it's basically the same thing. So remote viewers have worked on that. A remote viewer actually worked, and some of this work will come out in time, but a remote viewer worked on. What's the other case out of Columbus, Ohio? Not Joey LeBute. What's that guy's? Schaefer. Mm-hmm. And the remote viewer came back and said, Schaefer's living his best life in the Caribbean. Yeah. And that there was actually bad information about the bar he was in. There was you had to go up an escalator to the second floor. And people said that this is according to the remote viewer. The remote viewer said that the camera, people just said the camera was focused on the escalator. Well, that wasn't true. The camera swiveled 90 degrees each way. So Schaefer just timed it right, and that's why they didn't see him leave.
I believe
that's
that.
That's according to the remote viewer.
He was murdered, though. I don't believe that he's not. Okay. He would not have walked away from being in med school. And I might be able to buy that if that was the only case in Columbus, Ohio. But
yeah, that's what the remote viewer. Not, remote viewing, you got to take with a grain of salt.
No. Interesting. I keep a very open mind. I do.
So let's see other questions. This is a guy out of the UK, O'Sullivan. Mm-hmm. Disappeared March 2nd. I don't think they found his body yet.
Leaving this a is
party. Bristol hotspot, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Again,
tons of cases, fits all the same profile. 3:24 a.m. Yep. Late night.
Saying, you know, yeah, again, all thing. These cases in the UK, in Amsterdam, the same thing. That, the guys are drunk and they're trying to pee and they fall in, they can't get out.
Yeah, it's the same thing. Pius interruptus, guess, and you know, it's the same thing. And then guess what? Same thing with all these other smiley face killings. Missing Jack O'Sullivan's mom says lost phone could unlock mystery. Where's his phone? Mm-hmm. Where's him and his phone? That's evidence of some kind of foul play. Give me a break, please. Greg Shelton, missing Dunwoody, Georgia. This is
where is that? Ago.
Dunwoody, Georgia. He's kind of an older guy, 36.
I've never seen that.
Then there were two bodies in an island.
Charleston.
Charleston.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I had a friend who's a follower on Twitter. He used to work at one of those places, and he was doing some snooping around, and I guess apparently the obituary of the younger gentleman who was found, he listed as one of the places he used to go was a local bar, and it's known for gay.
Gay. Yeah, there's a gay correlation. There's no question. Charleston, Georgia, Dr. Zachary Lewis and Leland McClelland were both the two victims there. Mm-hmm. But these are the articles about them.
There's cluster.
Yeah,
right?
A little cluster. Yeah, back to back, same week.
That's pretty consistent with almost every single when we see an explosion of cases like you saw in Vancouver or like when at the salt shed, right? Or
right. That's outside of New York, right?
You know, there were multiple victims, like all in a couple weeks.
Right.
And it happened, even if you recall, we talked about this last time, but after Bryce Borka, the next week in Stillwater, Minnesota, that young man went missing from the bar and they found him in the snow the next day. And they said he died from exposure and he found his keys thrown behind a dumpster and they found his phone thrown someplace else. And it was at 2:00 and he just left his friends and stuff again. Same in the same cluster. It's like it happens all the time.
Right. It is strange that it happens and then drops off. It is like something's moving around. It's almost like that. It's almost like that.
Right.
So Zachary Lewis, McClellan.
I mean, that's such a great point. There's so many cases all over too. Like down where I live, right? There's only been one case at the University of Alabama, right? There's been a couple cases at the University of Clemson. There's been a couple cases there's been cases at the University of Georgia. There's been cases in Statesboro, Georgia, Georgia Southern. You know, there's like all these like college towns where is it people living there? Are people coming into town? You know,
right.
Columbus is another college town, of course, right? There's been a handful of other cases other than just Schaefer.
Right. Joey LeBute, that was when the Arnold Classic was in town, right? So people travel, move in, they commit a crime and leave. It makes perfect sense. He wanted to do it.
Yeah.
Have people identified the suspicious rescuer of Josh in Boston?
Who might
be? No, they have not. So that's another police failure. That could crack open these cases. And actually, the guy in Oxford, UK, could crack open these cases too, because he was all over the internet. He had multiple aliases, and they just never got into it. And it fits the typology of this kind of international travel, because he was visiting Austin, where his other transsexual boyfriend, whose semen was all over his jacket in some kind of weird occult way, was living. So, like, you have these, and they're into the same almost imagery as the ONA, like guns, leather, outdoors, really strange, but communicating internationally, which is something I've always speculated about, but it was all true there in that Scarlet Blake case, Oxford, UK. Incredible.
Let's talk about guns. That's a great point you bring up, something that no one's really mentioned, but I'm almost certain guns are used. I'm almost certain a gun was put in Riley's face. That there's a reason when whatever happens and they figure out that the trap's been set and they've messed up by meeting whoever they're meeting, a gun is put in their face. And there's a handful of smiley cases that have gunshot wounds. People don't know this, but it's a fact. Like about five, where the gunshot was not the cause of death, I add, in any of these cases.
Yeah, it's wild. Yeah, no, I mean, you can't trust what the police are telling, what's come out of the medical examiner offices on these cases. It's incredible. This is two cases in New York City, Breezy Point. This guy's name was Colin Marma. This is recent. What was this? April 5th, he was found. The Wave is featuring this, and they wouldn't identify the name of the other body. I couldn't figure it out. It's so strange. Two back to back, right next to each other. So they found two bodies in Rockaway Beach, but no name of the other person isn't disclosed. What? That's so crazy. And then this is actually interesting. Sloan Bella, somebody sent me this to my YouTube channel, but I'll read it out for the audio. Mr. Ramsey thought you'd be interested in this new info. Last night on Sloan Bella, she said Riley Strain was a smiley face killer victim. Sloan is the one who said what P. Diddy is before the truth came out. She lives in Hollywood area and has been doing psychic readings 40 years. Anyway, she deleted her vid from last night. She was on a roll. Some lady accused her of killing her son who died in a motorcycle accident. I think she may have said more than she meant to last night. Everyone knows the country singer's name, not the bar owner. And the country singer's name is Garth Brooks.
Garth Brooks.
So, it's really strange. Like, whoa. But this is Sloan Bella. So she's like, I mean, you got to take a grain of salt with remote viewers or psychics, but she got freaked out enough to delete the video. So somebody sent me this about Ed Sheeran in a coffee shop. Yeah, who has tons of smiley face imagery and literal tattoo of a smiley face on his body, and writes songs like Bad Habits, which is like a SFK nightmare. Yeah. But the smile, this is the sign in Luke's rather ironic thing. Luke Bryan's bar smile, right? Smile it up. And the Rainy Street desk. This is Dash documenting ATX body recovery out of Lady Bird Lake water. Mm-hmm.
So that sounds like what happened in that case this week. That was right in front of City Hall. And they tried to say that somebody had a cardiac arrest, but I'm not sure I buy that, because they had the whole thing taped off, number one. And number two, what you just said, it happened early in the morning. I think that somebody saw a body and called it in, and they just said it was a cardiac arrest. I don't think it was.
Wow. Wouldn't surprise me. You can't trust these people's what they're putting out in the public. All People says Sloan Bella did a West Memphis 3. I listened to it. She did a pretty good job. Like, as somebody who knows, like, the West Memphis 3 case with, like, the back of my hand, I was pleasantly surprised. I usually find people's analyses aren't very good on the West Memphis 3, but I thought she did a good job. She actually said, of course, that they were involved, that the people who were arrested were involved. This is another guy. Caleb Harris was Harley Morris. So this is Harley Morris out of Tyler, Texas. This is, January 21st, 3 a.m. walking around. Yeah, there you go. Don't walk around at 3 a.m. 29. This is him. He fits the type. Young, skinny.
So many.
Yeah.
You know, no, it's no, bad things are happening in the middle of the night. No doubt.
Yeah, they are. This is the guy I mentioned earlier, Abdul Muhammad, Cleveland. Mm-hmm. This is another guy, Chicago.
Oh, yeah.
He's missing.
He's Jeffrey missing. Linton. And that's missing from the same part of town in Chicago where all the other men have disappeared from. Can't confirm that. Yeah, Chicago's still absolutely one of the worst places. And I suspect that this gentleman, Jeffrey Winton, is a victim. He's a graduate student. Yes, been abducted.
Yeah, fits it. They, a lot of African Americans in Chicago. A lot. So if you're African, well, a lot in Houston too. There were a couple there. But Jelani Day is really the most famous one because it involved a lot of press, and that guy Crump, the kind of civil rights attorney, was involved.
But yes, Ben Crump.
Ben Crump, yeah.
Yeah, Mr. Race Baiter himself. He's tried to get involved with a couple of only, he's only interested in the African American cases, and he's only interested in trying to make the case that police are doing this to these young men.
Well, that would fit. He's probably just a police hater. This, I included this one because this is like a cell phone thing. The cell phone is found, but he's not found. Aiken Bailey, 2019.
Yeah, but no, so this is a great case. I'm glad you brought it up because people don't understand. This case, his phone was found, and it was found by somebody, and he called Turtle Boy in Boston. And I believe that the guy who found his phone is involved. Because he turned the phone on and it was off and then acted like he just found it. Does it sound familiar?
Yep.
Right? Wow. And he was kicked out of the bar and he wasn't drinking. Same deal. People were waiting on him. They also, the day before his body was found, an anonymous tip was called in. And they said that they saw a body in the place in the river. So everybody rushed out there and they didn't find anything. And then guess what? The next day... same spot, right? They wanted them found, which is the same thing I keep saying in a lot of these cases.
Right. So they're not, they could, somebody could take the body and drive it up into the woods where nobody would ever find it at some spot, right? So instead, they want, it's almost like there's an intentional psychological element.
Yes.
Almost like the Son of Sam.
Yes.
Like they want to people feel the tragedy.
Oh, it's worse than that. They taunt people all the time with the with their shoes and their personal belongings, and where the victim will be found with one shoe on, but his other shoe will be found where he vanished. And they found his, they only find his shoe, but they can't find his body for 2 weeks. And then all of a sudden, or they'll find his other shoe, and then they'll find the body, or they'll never find the body, and they'll only find his shoes or his clothes. It's they're torturing the families and toying with the police. And they did this in the Strain case nonstop.
Right, right. And this is kind of reminds me of the Strain case. These guys went out and got a billboard. This is very common. So this guy, I saw a lot of correlations between this particular case and some of the other ones. This is another one, black guy, Winston Dre Paul, March 23rd, missing. I don't think they found him yet.
Oh, they haven't.
Minnesota, Peter Martin, Duluth, right? So I don't think they found him. So
they haven't. Another place, right? Just, again, places that are suspicious because of their history.
Right.
Right?
Right.
It's all during the same time. Look, it's like March 11th, right after when everything else is going on. I mean, like, all the stars are aligning this since Riley. Texas, Boston, Chicago, Minnesota, Wisconsin, right? Rhode Island, New York, Charleston, Miami, right? We're seeing, like, all over young men disappearing, doing the exact same thing and being found in the water. That's why I call it a kill cycle, because it seems like an order has been given, because then it stops.
Right, like it goes and then it stops. Mowry says it would be strange if the chemical companies there were covered and connect. Well, it would, because that's where Riley Strain was found. It's some kind of international chemical, E-Chem or something like that or something. Very curious that was the place he was found 8 miles downriver.
Yeah, I don't think they wanted to leave him there. I think that they screwed up, and that because this blew up so fast that they had to dump him. They had to get rid of him quick. And
I think you're right. This is the one I was talking about.
Yeah.
Chris Knoll, Secrets Unspeaks. I'll read it out. Based on the MO and the victimology, I've long suspected that the so-called smiley face killings may be the work of an Antonist cult within the military. The fact that Riley Strain was found on the first day of the Hilaria might bolster this. Antonist was syncretized with a number of gods, especially dying rising gods like Attis. His rebirth gave rise to the Hilaria, the day of joy associated with jokes and pranks. Antonist has come to be called the gay god. A lot of suspected SFK victims have been young gay men, and Riley was last seen on Gay Street. Wow. Luke Bryan's Bar 32 Bridge is right down the street from the Parthenon, which is kind of interesting as well. Yes, right.
I was there, I told you, on Nashville during Gay Pride, and it was very interesting that weekend.
And for people who don't know, Antonist was considered like the perfect specimen for the gay emperor Hadrian, right? So Hadrian was gay. Hadrian was like, you know, 150 AD. And Antonist was either drowned in the Nile. So he preserved his beauty, right? So it makes sense that these guys are drowned to preserve their good lookingness. Like, I think Riley Strain was a good looking guy, tall, skinny, nice features.
Absolutely.
So it would fit in with all the other victims too. Like, somebody's doing something like out of anger or preserving something. And if you like, I learned of Antonist through the whole Pizzagate situation because I didn't really know the kind of importance in the gay community, but the guy who was Jimmy Comet used a picture of the Antonist statue as his icon. Yeah. As his avatar. Like, who the hell is this? And somebody said, it's Antonist. And then you read kind of the gay literature, and Antonist is all over the place. There's books about Antonist and this kind of ideal person who I think was in his teens or early 20s, right? Fits that smiley face killer. So I think Chris Knowles is on to something as usual. Like, I mean, and that's, I think, one of the kind of things that prevents the public from kind of understanding the mentality and mindset is that they are not seeing these people as, you know, somebody else may see them. So that's kind of like another thing. It's like understanding this. And there are tons of gay clubs like involved or gay areas involved in these deaths. Tons.
Tons.
Yeah. So then this is Wyatt Roland, 17. Mm-hmm. This is from you.
Yep.
South Dakota. This is
leaving March. A party.
Leaving a party.
Yep.
Disappeared. Covered in pond. Yeah. Yep. Can't swim through a 17-year-old guy. Can't make it through a pond. Mm-hmm. Really challenging, you know, kind of no way. So that's kind of silly.
I think Carson Hughes is who I was talking about. Was there?
I think, is that the next one? Is this him?
Maybe. Yeah, that's
Carson Hughes. Out. That's mm-hmm. Indiana. Suspicious, out photographing or doing something, and vehicles, keys unlocked nearby the boat ramp. Mm-hmm.
$10,000 camera left.
Right. Left there. So it's not money.
Nope.
Body pulled from the Charleston River on March 19th. No name.
Zero. Last two bodies, at least in Boston, have not been identified publicly. Refused.
State police didn't release the identity of the person who was found in the water because people want to know. That's why they're not doing it. And these are, somebody sent this to me about Azar Scott Thomas, and thank you for sending it to me, Quadar Diaz, because they fit the smiley face killings. Missing March 7th, found in water. This guy.
I saw that. Yeah. I didn't post that, but interesting because it's a Scully River again, and that he was in school to be an engineer.
Wow. So smart guy too. Wow. Mm-hmm. Do you guys have any questions or anything like that? Maybe the smiley face killers or sorcerers? Well, maybe. They may be doing some occult stuff. It's just like, it's all hermetically sealed. You're not supposed to know it. So they're using code words. They're using PGP stuff. They're using things that public doesn't understand and know. That's the whole idea of the smiley faces, a symbolic representation. What other symbols are they using? What do they know? You know,
they are using more symbols for sure.
Right, no doubt. Seamus Gray went missing March 18th. It's right around the time of the spring equinox.
Yep.
And it's something to do with the sun god. There you go. Mm-hmm. It's right through this whole March thing, right? Leading up to the equinox, the eclipse. Oh, man. It's just so crazy. Like it's unbelievable too, the lack of kind of journalistic interest too, because I would think this is like one of the greatest stories of true crime stories of our generation. Like, don't you guys see what's happening? All these people are being found in water outside of the realm of possibility, but you know, they just don't care. That's really weird. I don't care.
Why do you think that is? I don't get it either, dude. I don't have any idea. It'd be one thing if just people were being found, but people are being found leaving parties and leaving bars and leaving clubs, and they're not being found as fast as they should be, and they're not, you know, rising to the surface scientifically like they should be, based on normal decomposition habits and science. And there's all these questions that people refuse to even ask, and it's not just a couple of cases. It's a ton.
Yeah, no, three. I have 300 cases in my book, and it's even more than that.
It is for sure. It's 20 years.
It's 20 years of killing for strange reasons. And wow,
you ever notice, Will, that every single like high profile missing young man is always found in water? I mean, I know you get that, but people, normies don't get that. Like every time, a story about a young man becomes a national story, like Riley or Dakota or Shane Montgomery, or there's been others all found in water.
Yeah. I mean, the Riley Strain story was an international story. They were covering it in the UK, all over the place. So it was like all over. It's really crazy.
It's been covered, though, more than it's ever been covered because of what's happening in Chicago and Austin and Boston and all these places at the same time. And people are still writing these horrible articles. Is there a singular serial killer? You know, like you tell me you don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, really, by saying that, no doubt.
Right, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, it's just off the charts. Guys, we had 300 listeners on X or Twitter tonight, so thanks for listening in this live broadcast. I usually don't get that many people for a live stream. I had a lot for Riley Strain. I had like 700 listeners on a Riley Strain stream, which was something else. But you can check out all my stuff. I have two documentaries. I just put out a book, 2023. You can check that out. I'll put a link to it in show notes and try to put it on my social media. So I think, I mean, there's a lot of things answered that you may not even have questions about. Some of these cases and some of these situations and some of the other researchers too, including Jim Smith, but just some other guys. Footprints at the River's Edge is a good one. Mm-hmm. Gannon Gilbertson, Eponymous Rocks. A lot of people don't reference him anymore. And I try to put in the good ones, because there's some out there who don't do a very good job and have been accused of plagiarism too. So I avoided those ones. But
I make my stuff. You mentioned earlier, I make my stuff public and try not to hide my stuff because I want people to learn. I don't want to hold my information just to myself. That does me no good. So that's why I try to, and I encourage other people. I want to support people who also investigate this subject. More the merrier.
Yeah. And there's been some really good ones. There's that African-American guy who's asking questions. Like he was really, his analysis was good. I had a lot of people sending me stuff that I hadn't met before who were definitely interested in the Strain case. So kudos to all you guys for, you know, having respect for somebody who died in a horrible situation. Like that's no way to go out, and it's still happening. So it's kind of makes me nauseous. Like all these journalists who are bungling and law enforcement because they've done nothing to warn the public or stop this, but just cover it up. So,
or attack people for asking questions.
Yeah. Curse upon your house.
You know, or like, I've been tweeting false hope. I've been having explained, but that's what really horrible people were saying about Detective Gannon and Professor Gilbertson during the Dan Zamlin case when they're working their butt off and people are saying that all they're doing is giving false hope. And that's going to be my mantra going forward. Like what a crock of shit. And you know, all we're trying to do is give people actually real hope, ask real questions.
Yeah, ask real questions, but take care of yourself and be, you know, when you go out at night, everybody comes back alive. Like comes back alive. That's the whole idea. So you can't let people wander off. It's just like the Serengeti for men and women. All these situations are people alone. It's never a group. They don't target groups. There was one husband, girl and male in Chicago recently. All these other cases, alone at night, guys. There are prowlers out there. And that's why I brought up Dean Corll and Gacy, is that because that's where they're prowling. And I mean, you can go through so many other serial killers, but Jeffrey Dahmer, nighttime, gay areas, Eiler, who I've covered. So be careful, please. Anything you'd like to say, Jim, before we wrap it up? Where can they can find all your stuff at Smiley Face Cult on Twitter, correct?
Correct. But no, thanks.
And again. That's, yeah, thank you. Then that's the best place to contact you as well, right?
Yes. I'm on Facebook, but I don't use it very much. I'm not a fan much, as much as I used to be, but yes, on Twitter.
I destroyed my Facebook page and I haven't looked back and I don't feel sad. I'm not being censored. Like, I'm not going on sites where I'm being censored. I'm not being censored on that. To
same
Elon
way.
Musk's credit, I have not been nanny stated or medical misinformation or anything like that. So I appreciate that. So I have to actually give him some money just out of credit or something, you know, sign up for a subscription or something, because I mean, it's really a serious issue right now in Brazil. I don't know if you've been following.
I have. Yeah, doing the same thing the government was doing here.
Yeah, yeah, doing here. And they're probably going to try to come after X. So people, be vigilant and be safe. Jim Smith at Smiley Face Cult, thanks so much for your time. Really appreciate it.
Thanks for everything, William.
All right, take care. Stay there.